the adjustment.
Okay, so the last thing that we, oh, Shavua Tov, sorry, Shavua Tov. Tonight's daf is Daf Dalet, and we're holding Masechet Rosh Hashanah, Shnat Tafshin Samach Zayin, of the 6th millennium, just in case we're 1,000 years out of sync, whoever's listening. And the sugya that we're holding in is we're trying to figure out why we changed the rules in the middle of counting Daryavish Ismaluch. Sometimes we count from the Tishrei Rosh Hashanah, sometimes we count from the Nisan Rosh Hashanah. Sometimes we're treating him like a Jew, and sometimes we're treating him like a Goy. By the way, it's very interesting that there's some Achreinim that actually bring a raya from here that someone who was born of a Goyish father and a Jewish mother requires Geirus, because we call him a non-Jewish king. It's a fella. What are you going with? Non-Jewish king? It must be that there's still an element of Geirus that you have to have, even though you're a Jew, an element of Geirus. People are mocking on it, but I think actually it was the Tribunier that brought that raya, if I'm not mistaken, but from our sugya. But in any event, I mean, clearly all of the Mepharshim take for granted that no matter what that, aside from that, a melech goes according to his am. It's not the fact that he was Jewish is irrelevant. I mean, what's important is that he was a Goyish king, which is important in terms of politicians in general to realize that Judaism is irrelevant. They remain basically a function of the system that they represent. But the other question is that he seems to have a Goyish heart in a sense, because the Gemara is claiming that the raya, the first raya that we have, that he turned sour, we said metuncha. The fact that it said that he wanted to bring these karbonis in order that there should be tefillas for the melech. So the Gemara answers, by a Jew that's good, but by a goy for that he is a Jew on a personal level. Apparently not. That's already a stronger raya. That's not in terms of the malchus. All right. So, but anyway, there's where we got up to. Today we're holding by the Ve'ibayis Ema, which is one third of the way down, which is another approach to why we would claim that he turned sour, that he was Achmitz. Ve'ibayis Ema, Minolan da Achmitz, another approach. How do we know that he turned bad? Is because if you see, when he went ahead to build the Beit HaMikdash, so it says over there that how, what were the instructions? Nidbachin de Evan Galal Tlata, three rows of stone, and then a Nidbach de A Achadat, one row of wood. When if Kitanin Bit Malkatityahiv and give the expenses out of the royal treasury. So why in the world did he put in the middle of the rows, he put in wooden rows? Lama le David Hachi, Savar, because obviously he figured he mordu be Yehudai Yiklai Venura. I want to make sure that it's flammable. If I'll make it entirely, a stone, I'll never get rid of these Jews. They're like this, in case they make trouble again, we can always get rid of them and burn down the Beit HaMikdash. It's very interesting, as Tosis points out, this pasuk really has nothing to do directly with what Daryavesh ordered. This was the result of Daryavesh's search through the royal archives, in which he found the original of Koresh's declaration after they had gone through the whole period of the bittul of the rebuilding because of the Lashon Hara and the claims. It says he went back into the treasure, into the archives, and he found that it was written these instructions. These instructions came from Koresh, they're not Daryavesh. So Tosfos says, but since he reissued the original proclamation, basically, that sort of means he went along with this. So then, must be that he had this also in mind. Says the Gemara, but I said, what's so bad about that? Shlomo HaMelech did that. Atu Shlomo lo Avedachi. It says beferish in the pasuk that the original binyan of Beis HaMikdash was Shlosha Turei Gazit V'tur Krutot Arazim. So if Shlomo himself was samech on that, so considerations of aesthetics or of engineering, whatever, but I mean, who's to say that it was certainly by Shlomo HaMelech, wasn't that it should be burned down? Says the Gemara, it's true, but Shlomo avad milamala. The wood in Shlomo's building was on top. So there, you know, it could be decorative without having any weakening of the wall, even if it would burn, it wouldn't affect anything else. That's number one. And Eov in Milamata, he was doing it from underneath, so it would serve basically as the foundation, and you'd tear the whole thing down. Furthermore, Shlomo Shak'e B'Vinyanam. Shlomo had the wood basically sunken into the building, so that it was within, but it wasn't exposed to the fire. Yulo Shak'e B'Vinyanam. Besides which, Shlomo Sadya B'Sidah. V'Yulo Sadya B'Sidah. I mean, the end, Shlomo covered it all with a layer that was inflammable of seed, and he didn't. Tosu says it doesn't say this anywhere. We're thinking it's not a svara, but it's not that the pasuk indicates that this is true. Rav Yosef, Vitema Rav Yitzchak Amru. We have another raya. We have a raya that he was achmitz from the original pasuk that Rav Yosef himself brought as a raya that we count him as a goyisha king. You weren't looking carefully over there. When he accepted the shlichut of Nehemiah, and he was willing to send him. So it says over there, Vayomar li'amelach v'ashegal yoshevet etzlo. Remember at the beginning of the pasuk, it says that the shegal was next to him. And we didn't know what exactly a shegal means. So my shegal. So Omar Rabba Barlima, Bishmei the Rav, Kalbata. That this was a dog that he had for sexual purposes. So if he has a dog next to him like this, obviously he was hichmitz. I mean, we can't treat him like a normal human being. Well, wait a minute. A kinky dog? That's what a shegel is. So how do you understand the pasuk adichtiv al mora shemaya yitromamta? I mean, here the whole story of Daniel. With the writing on the wall and so on. So Daniel finally gives it to Baal Shatzar, right? So he says to him, and you, the chutzpah that you had, Lamanaya di Beta, Etiv Kadamach, you had his Kalim from the Beis HaMikdash that were brought in front of you, Va'ant, V'Rav Levanach, you and all of the Sarim, Sheglatach, Lechenatach, and your Shegal, and your mistresses, Chamra Shatin Behon, went ahead and they drank wine in the kalim of the Beis HaMikdash. Now, come on, I mean, if a shegal is a dog, whoever saw a dog drinking wine? I mean, if shegal is kalbata, kalbata bat mishtaya chamra, I mean, what, he fed a dog wine in the kalim of the Beis HaMikdash? Come on. Obviously, he's referring to the queen or some royal consort. No, noob, that's a kashma. A kashma, laftoi v'shatnei, what, you can't train a dog to drink wine. I mean, that's not a problem. We got to train people to drink wine too. I mean, it's not necessarily the most to give a kid wine and they think it's horrible. So, okay, so you train a dog to drink wine.
This could be right. It became French.
Elamiata. Yeah, but wait a minute. This is a killer kasha. You're never going to explain this. I mean, here, David HaMelech is singing a song about the godless of Tamid HaChachamim. So what does he say will be the schar Tamid HaChachamim in Olam Haba? B'nais Melachim b'yikrotecha. That the daughters of kings will be singing your praises, Vasilav, eh? And the Shegal will be sitting there in decorations and jewelry of gold. Well, I mean, you can't be talking about some kind of kinky dog. I mean, he's Shegal Kalbata. So, Maikam of Asilu Navili Yisrael, I understand. So, Dovah HaMelech is telling Klal Yisrael, don't worry, you'll have plenty of kinky dogs in Olam Haba. I mean, come on, it's ridiculous. Says the Gemara, no. Shabbos like this. It's a mayor that the Gemara. B'schar shechaviva tera li Yisrael, kishegal ov dekochavim, zechitem leketem ofir. What's the godless of Yisrael? That tera is to them what a kinky dog is for sex to a guy. Unbelievable singer. This is the godless of Torah. I said, Mom, you're such a beautiful pshat. And it's a pshat. I mean, everybody's Torah. All kinds of. No, it's an unbelievable thing to say. What is this? Mom, you're a beautiful pshat. It's clearly the emes. What is the pshat bechlal that someone should be drawn to a dog? I mean, who ever heard of such a thing? It's crazy. I mean, you have to reach a point. I mean, it's certainly not. It's so abnormal. What would drive someone to such a thing? I said, that's the pshat bechlal. In kinkiness. What's the whole meaning of kinky? What's wrong with normal sex? A person has to have something that's kinky. Why does he need something that's kinky? So what's the pshat that people chase after pornography? They get caught up in pornography. They'll spend thousands of dollars for pictures that you wouldn't look at if they paid you the thousands of dollars, right? I mean, you're like, blech, who's interested? It's unbelievable. Billions of dollars. What's the pshat? How is it possible that someone should come to this? The klar, the pshat is like this. The ultimate drives behind this is that the person finds in normal sexual experiences, normalcy, a domesticity. But he's looking for more than that. He's looking for chibur, he's looking for excitement, he's looking for freshness, he's looking for the new. So he thinks each time, okay, that didn't do it for me, but there's got to be something. So the guy never gives up looking, right? Because since he can't find a shleimus in what he has, but the depth of emunah and belief that life has to be more than this. There's got to be one pair of breasts that'll excite me. One animal, something has got to do it for me. They keep looking. So you keep looking. You're driven to the most insane kind of lookings. Says the Gemara, that's how Klal Yisrael is with Torah. When you say people are going to sit back and they learn, every day go to Beit Shemesh, you learn a little bit. No, that's not where the godless of Talmid Chachomim, of Tzlach, Rechav, Al-Dvar Emes, of Benois Malachim, Yikrei Secha, that doesn't come from there. It comes from this madness, craziness, the willingness to spend $1,000 to hear one pshat in a Rashi. That's the pshat, exactly the drive to pornography. So no, you'll hear another Rashi. No. This one may be everything, right? That's the beautiful medrash about the rain. The Gemara says the comparison to fish and to water. This is when it rains, the fish that are living in water all jump up to the surface to be exposed to the new rain. It says that's Klal Yisrael. Somebody comes to town, says a drush. Understand? You're in the middle of a town, G'dayle Torah all over the place. You have to run up to the surface and jump. Now I got to hear this. That's the pshat. There's always that opportunity, something coming from outside that this may be like totally different. And that's mamish the shegal. And for that, you get the schus of b'nai smalachim yikrei secha. It's such a dover borer in part that it's like, once you see this shot, it's not shaykh the gemara meant anything else. It's exactly what it's referring to. That's the chavivus.
Did you take a stab at something?
No. This chashi, you came in late, you want to stab, you have to come in on time. Okay, you'll be like the water. You'll be like the water. Go ahead.
Shegal, Sheik Avishag, and Shigayon.
No, it's clear that Shegal is sexy. That's not the issue. The question is whether it's a dog. The other opportunity is Shegal is in the sense of a royal consort. We understand. It's a Lashon Mishgal. It means sex. That's what the word means. We use it all the time in that sense. Right?
Could it mean
homosexual boy? No. You go back to your gay pride parade.
Okay. I was here on time.
Okay. That's one. Or the emphasis is you can go back and say that, of course, when Daniel was speaking to Belshazzar about drinking wine over there, the Shegel meant the Malkata. That's the simple meaning. But that's the Tishkalena, by the way, that we changed to Tishkavena.
Yeah.
One of the Tikkun Seferim is a Losha Tishkalena because it's too sexy. We don't like to use that word in the Torah.
Right.
So one of the Tikkun Seferim is Tishkalena.
Maybe kind of was referring to the Raven and the Rambam about Shigayon, about
yes.
Madness.
Yeah, of course they did. So normally Shegal is a Malkata, but what Rabbi Bar Lima was saying was that he had a Kabbalah that in this case where it mentions the Shegal Nitzav over there, that was a Gemara Gamirla. And that was a reference to his Malkata, so to speak. He put a dog in the place of the Malkata. And that was a raya that he had been Mikulkal. Well, my korele Shegal, why refer to the dog as a Shegal? Shaitach avival afke Shegal. He treated the dog like the Malkata. Inamisho shiva b'makom Shegal, a rather common occurrence. Moshe Baruch, I'm afraid we're going to need your practical services.
For what?
We've got some problems downstairs. Take off your jacket so you can see the gun. That's right.
Remember, Navy saved us once just by showing the gun.
I don't remember.
They were shaking down Averman. They came to shake him down for money. We were negotiating over the apartment. I wasn't there. Rebbe was there. The person we were renting 33 Masyavo Dach from.
Hmm? That's okay. To him, you don't have to shoot. But I don't remember this. We were talking in an apartment with Arabs?
No, the 33 Miskabla Dach, Aberman or Aberman, whatever his name was, he was being shook down by the mafia.
Oh,
and they
He never forgave us anyway. Vibay Seima, Minola Dach Mitzmihacha. Another raya. That what he did, he went sour. So we have four rayas so far. First raya was for the fact that he asked for tefillas for the family. The second raya was from the fact that he put wood in the lower levels of building the bayis in order that it should be destructible. And the third raya was the shegal. And now we have a fourth, Ibaisema. We find that later on, when there's a sending over here of needs for Yerushalayim. So over here it says, At Ksaf Kakrin Me'ah. You could spend up to 100 kikrais of silver. V'at Kintin Kroin Me'ah. 100 kor of wheat for Menachos. V'at Chamar Batin Me'ah. If you're going to be bringing wine for Menachos, it's 100 bat. A bat was a measurement. And Mishach Me'ah Malach Dila Kitab. Oil, also 100, and salt, as much as is required. But you remember that the original pasuk on the top of the daf was, Umash Choshkan, it just said, Melach, Mar, Meshach, Kemamar, Kanaya, Di Yerushalayim, anything that they order, just give them, without delay. So that means that initially, there was an open heart. So that's when we counted him from Nisan, like a Jew. Then all of a sudden, you're starting putting limits. You put in limits already, now we see who we're dealing with. So it was clearly was Achmetz. Says the Gemara, no. First of all, let's finish the Riyah, right? The Riyah. Mikora below Kitzuta, Vahashta be Kitzuta. Here there's a Kates. Mikora lo Havikimle be Kitzuta. That doesn't prove anything. Initially, when he didn't know what was required, he said, give whatever is required. Then when it became clear the Beis HaMikdash was functional, so he said, okay, now we know how much is required. Set up that they get their budget of this amount. It doesn't mean that he wanted to limit them, necessarily. So therefore, the original teretz is, the three terutzim is better than this one.
Does the difference between the two, that the basically like the dog example end up showing, it doesn't matter how he is to the, he could have been great to the Jews during the, but still had the dog thing, and he's still been counted as a goyish king because of it.
Sure. Yeah, to be counted as Yisrael is not that he's good to Yisrael, but that he was a Melech Kosher. V'l'regoli. Okay, the next thing that the Mishnah says is that the Echad B'Nisan is not only the Rosh Hashanah L'Melachim, it's also L'Regolim. So think about, what is that supposed to mean? Regolim B'Echad B'Nisan? I mean, there is no regal on the first. The regal is B'Chamishas B'Nisan. Pesach is on the 15th. It means the regal shabo Rosh Hashanah l'regalim. This is basically the time that is the first, will define the first of the regalim. What's that supposed to be? My nafkamina, I mean, who does it really matter? First, last, I mean, regal shalosh regalim. Oh, this is what makes a tremendous nafkamina. The nafkamina is l'noder. Somebody makes a neder to bring a carbon. So now he's going to be chayiv in Balta Acher only after the Shalosh Regalim pass by according to the Seder of the Rishon Sheni Shlishi. So I don't know which the first one is. So then I won't be over. The Tanya, Echad HaNoder, Echad HaMagdish, Echad HaMa'arich, Kivan Shavru Alav Shlosha Regalim Over B'Balta Acher. So the Tanya Kama says, because of the fact that the Torah puts together the dinim of the karbonis and Baal Ta'acher with the Shalosh Regalim, it says B'chag HaMatzos, B'chag HaShavuos, B'chag HaSukkos. So apparently there's a connection of the Lavad B'Nidrechem and Nidvotechem, there's a connection to those three Regalim. It's reasonable to say, we saw this back in Beitza, it's reasonable to say that if L'maisa, the Torah is giving us a time, it's saying you better pay up and don't be late. It doesn't say what late is. Is late tomorrow? Is late next year? What is late? So by telling us the din of the Shalosh Regalim, it's defining what's late. Lo ta'acher l'shamo, lo ta'acher l'shamo, Shalosh Regalim. So that means whenever you have three regalim that pass by, now obviously our Mishnah doesn't agree with that. Because our Mishnah says it has to be the Shalosh Regalim in order. That's why it's appointing a Rosh Hashanah for regalim. So Rabbi Shimon, our Mishnah is Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon Omer, it has to be Shalosh Regalim Kisidran V'Chag HaMatzot Techila. Comes along our Mishnah to say that Enochinami, Rosh Hashanah in terms of counting Baal Ta'acher, is Nisan. V'chein Oya Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai Omer, the Regalim, when it says over here Regalim in terms of Baal Ta'acher, how many Regalim can pass by before you're over? Pamim Shalosh Regalim, Pamim Arba Regalim, Pamim Chomesh. How? Ketzad? Nadar Lifnei HaPesach. So if the Neder took place before the Pesach, then you have Shalosh Regalim. But if the Neder took place before Shavuos, so then already now Lifnei Atzeret, then you have Chamisha, because you have to start counting only after Shavuos and Sukkot. Now begins your count. Pesach, Shavuos, Sukkot. And if it was Lifnei HaChag, the Neder was before Sukkot, so then Arba Regalim. But it's all, of course, this is Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon is Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. Rabbi Kivager points out a few places in Shas where we do this. You bring a sheet of Rabbi Shimon, and then we bring it as a brisa in a broader context as Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. So, Tana Rabbanan, Chayavei Hadamim V'Arachin. So domim is where you promise a particular value of a person or an item to the Beit HaMikdash. Erechin is where you promise to give your own or someone's value as defined in the Parsha of Erechin, which is defined only according to your age and your sex. Charamim, which is where it's a type of hegdish that someone is machrim. Machlokis of Stam Charamim is the Berek Abayit, or Stam Charamim Lekayanim. It's actually a question over here that Tosis raises about whether this applies to both Charamim, to Charmei Kayanim and to Charmei Gavoa. This is Charamim, which is Lashon Rabim. That would explain the Lashon Rabim. And he meanwhile brings a very interesting sugya, psak of the Rabbeinu Tam. And even though we include over here tzedakos later on, the Rabbeinu Tam is mechalek between tzedakos that somebody is giving to a gabai. So he promises a gabai tzedakah. So over there, there's an inyan of Baal Ta'acher. But somebody gets, let's say, an aliyah, you know, and he promises that he's going to give tzedakah. So over there, that's not a Baal Ta'acher, because it hasn't been specified yet. And hekdeshes, chatois, ve'ashamites, hekdesh perikabayis, or a korbanos, chatois, hashamos, oilos, shlamim, tzedakos, maasros, bechor, maaser, pesach. But over there, even though they're the moment of the individual, it's given to him. It's a question of whether it should say trumas. They discuss why is it trumas. Okay, if it doesn't say trumas, it's because we include trumas in maaser, say the Mishnah. Leket shikcha upeya. So that you have to, that already is weird. How is a child that's like a chikha pay? You have to leave it in the field. So what's a child to say Baal Ta'acher? You don't pay it up. It's either in the field, it's not in the field. So it's taisus, not necessarily. Because if there are no aniyim, so then you're supposed to take it and repay when an ani becomes available. So there, when the ani becomes available, now it's due. Right. In all of these cases, kivan sha'ovru aleim shlosha regalim, over b'Baal Ta'acher. So at that point, that the three regalim pass, then you're over on Baal Ta'acher. Again, when this begins in terms of things like Meiser, as if it wasn't yet Roy for Meiser, he hadn't done the Digun, wasn't Nigmar Malachte, and so on, so then Enochinami, we don't begin. nafkaminas by tzedakah, where you have an ani in front of you, and now he needs that money over there. It has nothing to do with the regalim. No, it's okay. I mean, it's not our main sugya, so I mean, it's not the place to go into it, but to raise it, you know, and to look through the...
Just one point. Shikhan Peah.
Yeah.
If there are no aniyim in town, you have to take off...
You take
have to
it...
go back and see what was forgotten,
yeah.
And you have to go to the corners...
And you got to find... Yeah, and then you've got to find... You got to put it away or know that the amount that you had... And you owe it to the aniyim. So then when you try to find an aniyim. The question how this relates, by the way, with the din of biur is also interesting, because the Torah gives a din of biur at the end of 3 years. It's now Erev Pesach, the fourth year. Some of these things, right? The maestras and so on. I mean, these things you have to get out of your house. So Tosis has all discussion. What's the interrelationship between biur and this? I mean, isn't biur is demands a baal ta'achar, no? Saying you must get it done. So then what's the baal ta'achar? It's also you must get it done. So he's machalic that there's things where you have to see to it at that point that you take it off and get it done. If I didn't take it off yet, I'm certainly not going to be over on baal ta'achar. But I have to take it off and do it if I'm going to be mekayim the biur. So there's obviously there's nafkaminas. Again, it's not our main sugya, but kedai to keep in mind. So kiva shavru aleihem shlosha regalim over b'bal ta'achar. This is now the sheet of the Tanna Kamma. Any three regalim b'bal ta'achar. Rabbi Shimon Amen. No, not any three regalim. There's shalosh regalim kisidran. Then it's b'bal ta'achar. And it's only what's kisidran. Chagamatzes tchila. So that's our Mishnah with the Rosh Hashanah for the regalim. Rabbi Meir Omer. Kivan shavar aleihem regal achad over b'bal ta'achar. Rabbi Meir says, we're going to go through the svara of all of these shittas in a moment. The first regal, you're already over. Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov omer, kivan shavru alim shnei regalim over b'bal ta'achar. Two regalim. Rabbi Elazar ben Rabbi Shimon omer, kivan shavar alim chaga sukkot over alim b'bal ta'achar. Sukkos, an holy sukkos, that defines b'bal ta'achar. So let's go through the svaras. My type of the Tanna Kamma. Why does the Tanna Kamma say that b'bal ta'achar is related to the Sholish Regali? He says, look, Michli. Minayu Solik. We just finished now discussing the Sholish Regali. We mentioned Sukkot and everything. Explain to me why it has to repeat again. B'chag HaMatzos, B'chag HaShavuos, B'chag HaSukkos, we went through in great detail the dinim over here of these Chagim in Parshas Re'eh, right? So what's the point of saying B'chag HaMatzos, B'chag HaShavuos, B'chag HaSukkos again? Shmamina, that's coming in the context of the other thing, the Baal Ta'achar L'Shalmo, and it's explaining what is the length of time that you have to pay up. B'chag HaMatzos, B'chag HaShavuos, B'chag HaSukkos. Rabbi Shimon says it's more than that. Because if it was only coming to say the three regalim, so then there's no point of mentioning again B'chag HaSukkot, because you're in the middle of the... This pasuk appears in the middle of the repetition of the dinim of Sukkah. So what do you have to mention? B'chag HaSukkot. Shabodi Berakatuv. So Lama Nema, why mention then B'chag HaSukkot? Loma Shezeh Acharon. If I would have left out Sukkot over here, of course you would have known Sukkot. But would you have known that it has to be that Sukkot closes the Sholosh Regalim? No. Ah. So in Inokinami, I agree with you, you need Sholosh Regalim. But by putting in Sukkot, I'm showing you that it has to be in this order. That's the point. I'm telling you, Bedafka, I'm repeating the closing of the year's Moed, so that you should know that you need the three as stated. Rabbi Shimon Oimer, Rabbi Meir, my timer. Where does Rabbi Meir get the din that even the very first Moed already, he's going to be over? Says Rabbi Meir, look. It says over there, Kimela Makom, Asher Yivcha Hashem Lekechem, and so on and so forth. So it says, Ubasa Shama, and the next post is, Vehevesem Shama, and then it lists all of the things that you're chayav on. Alisechem, Zivchechem, Basrisechem, Trumaz Yevchem, Nidrechem, Vinidvosechem. All of these things now are the issues that you're mukhi have to bring. You made a neder. It says over here, Bata Shama Veveta Shama. You came to the Beis HaMikdash. Pay up. Nidrechem. No. The Torah says pay up. The first time you come, pay up. I say, what do you get three times from? Rabbanan. That's true. It does say that. So there, of course it says that. But where does it say Lo Ta'akar L'Shalma over there? It says that there's a mitzvah to pay up. That's a mitzvah saseh. I agree. There is, in fact, a chiyuv saseh. And if you don't bring it the first yontav that you come, you're going to be mevatel a mitzvah saseh. We're talking about in terms of the chiyuv baal ta'akar lav. We never. I agree with Rabbi Meir. It comes to mitzvah saseh first yontav you're over. But in terms of it being over a lav, we still stick to our diyuk that it's three yomim tayvim. Rabbi Meir says, look, what's the matter with you guys? The whole Hanukkah, where did it come from? You said that there is this Baal Ta'achar, and you never tell me how long Baal Ta'achar is. So if I tell you when to pay up, isn't that Baal Ta'achar by definition? I tell you to pay up, but you don't pay up. You're coming along, well, that means you should pay up, but if you don't pay up, it's only an assay, but we got another time in which, where do you come off saying such a thing? Once the Torah tells you to pay up, if you don't pay up, so then you're over. Where was there a remez that there's two types of paying up? Therefore, says Rabbi Meir, Kivan Omer Rachmana Aite. The Torah says, bring it. Velo Aite. And you don't bring it. No. So, Mamela, come like about the Hacher. And what is all of this rationalization? That, well, that's sort of a Lechatchila kind of thing. Mitzvah Saseh. Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov. Wow. Where does he get the idea of two Yamim Tovim? That's really a Chiddush. That seems to come. He took that out of a hat. Where did that come from? Oh, says Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov, take a look. It says, Elu ta'asu la'ashem b'mo'adechem levad minidreichem nidvotechem. So in other words, it uses mo'adim to talk about nidorim. Last I heard, mo'adim means two, minimum, right? So if it says mo'adechem, mi'et mo'adim shnayim. The minimum that could mean has to be two. So then if that's the case, it means that this is the din of bringing nidrechem and nidvotechem on your mo'adim. V'rabbonin, how do the Rabbonin understand that? That's an interesting raya. Rabbonin say, no, that's for a whole different purpose. That's Kirvi Yonah. Diyoma Rabbi Yonah. Huk shukola mo'adim kulam zelezeh. Why does the Torah put the dinim over here of all the mo'adim together? Eila ta'asu la'ashem b'mo'adechem. I mean, there's different karbonis. Every moed is different musaf. You told me the din of every musaf, so what's the point now of repeating the whole thing again? Now, the point is that the moedim are also an entity in that kulam or mechaper maltumas migdash v'kedeshav. We know that when Moshe Rabbeinu was so upset to about Aaron's burning of the soyer Rosh Chodesh, he's like, how could you do such a thing? I mean, and this is the carbon that was given to you, l'chaper on dafka the tumas mikdash v'kedoshim l'chaper aleichem. From here, we learn that's true about all of these carbonas, right? Because there it says l'seisas avona ida. It's to carry the avona ida in the mikdash. So now we know that's true of all of these seirei ha-moadim. That's Rabbi Yonah. Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon, my timer, where does Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon know that it's Sukkot and only Sukkot? The same way his father knew that Sukkot was the closing, except that he said, Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon, Omer, Lo ye'amer chaga Sukkot shibdo di berakatuv. Look, my father was already medayik this. Why do I need to mention chaga Sukkot? Lo mash is a goren. Not to say it's the end, to say it's it. Sukkah is it. And therefore, Sukkot either happened, in which case you're over on Baal Ta'achar, or didn't happen, in which case you're not over on Baal Ta'achar. Okay, how many Moadim? So the only thing that's important is Sukkot. Not the three Moadim ending with Sukkot, not three Moadim whether or not they end with Sukkot, not two Moadim, and not one Moed, Sukkot. Okay, that's a whole different, it's his diuk, but it's learning it in a different way. So now, the Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov, I mean, and Rabbi Meir are both ignoring the very beautiful deed we have. Chaga Matzahs, Chaga Shavuos, Chaga Sukkot. You can't just like turn your back on Chaga Matzahs and Chaga Shavuos. How do they understand that? Says the Gemara, and what about now? Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov, this Bechaga Matzot, Bechaga Shavuot, Bechaga Sukkot, they're not even paying any attention to. So my dar shube. That they hold, tell me a different halacha. Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Oshaya. Domer Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Oshaya. Minayin latzer, sheyesh lo tashlumin kol shiva. How do I know that someone who didn't bring the karbonis on Shavuos, he doesn't have much time to bring karbonis, how do we know that he would be able to bring his karbonis all 7 days? This is why, of course, we don't say tachanu during these days, right? So he can bring it all 7 days. How do we know this? We darshan it from this pasuk, Talmud Lomar, Bechag HaMatzot, Bechag HaShavuot, Bechag HaSukkot. The Torah is coming to be makish Chag HaShavuot leChag HaMatzot. Just like Chag HaMatzot, yesh lo tashlumin kol shiva, av Chag HaShavuot, even though it's not Shavuos now, nonetheless, yesh lo tashlumin kol shiva. Well, wait a second. I mean, once you're talking about a hekesh, let's go all the way. I mean, it's making a hekesh to Sukkot too. Sukkot is 8 days. So when it comes to tashlumin of Shavuos, we should give that 8 days of tashlumin. Why don't we say that we should be nakish to lakish lechaga sukkot malal and shmoina afkan shmoina yamim? Nah, you can't do that because Sukkot isn't shmini atzeres. Shmini is a regal b'fnei atzmo, and when it says chaga sukkot, it's not comparing it to shmini atzeres. Says the Gemara, wait. Shmini is it's true, it's regal b'fnei atzmo, but as we saw, that's only for people with ADD. That's inyan pizar kashav. Right? If you can't concentrate, you're a fuzar. So you're, okay, so you have ADD. This is the simon, right? So we know each one of these letters stands for another, a little machlokas rashi. Tos with some of them, but we always go through them rapidly. Okay, so the pay, I think we had some muttering in the background, but it was already over three. So it was, it was pious b'fnei atzmo. Now, those who don't know what ADD is, you're saying. Attention deficit disorder is bizarre kosher.
What are we talking about? I'm sorry.
Okay, so it needs a pious bifnei atzmo. The during Chag HaSukkot, we split evenly. Everything works out perfectly to split it between the various mishmarot because of the vast number of korbanos that we have. When it comes, what comes over here, we need to do a new pious. We don't include anybody who was left out from a full three times around. You do a different pious for the single korban that you're bringing here, the par, which we didn't bring on the circus. We didn't need a pious here. We bring a separate pious. So that's the pay. I mean, it's a little bit the Zman, which is the Zion, that's already, okay, Shechiyanu, mentioning the Chag in the Sukkot, Reish in the Tefillah, Reish is Regal Bifnei Atzmo, which is, Rashi says, means it's not called Chag HaSukkot. We don't refer to it as Chag HaSukkot, we refer to it as Yom Shmini Chag HaTzeres HaZeh, and not as Chag HaSukkot HaZeh. Okay. The kuf is that it has a completely different carbon. It's carbon bifnei atzmo. It doesn't follow the pattern of the karbonos of Sukkot, which is, of course, the famous medrash, just the leftovers, just one single par, and we'll keep it simple. So that's the kuf. And that's the, if you get a chance, look through the Tosfos to see the machlokes. I'm just going to quote Rashi. Rashi's chat over here, okay? There's the question of like the shira, okay, with the shin, which is which shira we say, little bit of a shaila, whether it's a reference to saying a whole kapitel or a half a kapitel, which is what we were doing during Sukkot, or that it's a shira b'fnei atzma that doesn't continue the theme of the aniyim and so on, which we had during the rest of Sukkot. And then we have bracha b'fnei atzma. The bracha b'fnei atzma Rashi learns is the birchas hamelech, which is brought from the story of Shlomo, that by Yom HaShmini they came and they were mevorachas hamelech. Again, Tosfos has different pshatim in the regal and the bracha, but you It's really not our sugya. So over here, it's only the gabi pizar kasha. Aval inyan tashlumim devekot tashlumim derishanu. There's nobody who argues that there isn't an extra day on Sukkot to bring your chagiga, your riyah that you missed, and you could bring it on Shmini Atzeres. It's not. It's a fair shem mishnah. Mishal chag yom tov arishon shachag chongay gekol aregel veyom tov achron shachag. So you could still bring your chagiga to make up for your missing chagiga. So again, I go back to ask you, don't give me this stuff about Bizar Kashem. I'm asking you, why don't we learn it out if we have a Hekesh? Why can't we learn it out from Chag HaSukkot and give him 8 days on Shavuos? Why do we only learn it out from Pesach and give him only 7 days? It says the Gemara, but tafasta meruba lo tafasta. Tafasta muat tafasta. If you're given two options, you don't have the right to take the higher option. Because you'll never be able to prove that you shouldn't have taken the lower option. Take the lower option. That's the given. Okay, so then stick with the given. So then why did you mention the Chag HaSukkot? I mean, if you're talking about a Hekesh, so then if that's the case, if the whole point of that drasha was only, according to Rabbi Meir, was only to compare now the Shavuos to Pesach, why did it mention Sukkot? I mean, Bishle, but the other sheet is that Sukkot is the Iker, that Sukkot is the closing layer, or that we need all three regalim. Fine, but if you don't hold that, what's the point of mentioning Chag HaSukkot at all? Ah, that's Lakushe L'Chag HaMatzot. That's a whole different thing. It's a separate Hekesh. That is to be Makish Chag HaSukkot, the Chag HaPesach, to tell me, Ma Chag HaMatzot Ta'un Lina. Just like you need to stay an extra night in the Beis HaMikdash, besides the din of someone who is makriv a korban, who always has to stay a night, there's a halacha coming for Pesach, you have to stay an extra night. Av Chag HaSukkot ta'un lina, which, as I've mentioned to my son-in-laws in the past, is a reason when you come to visit, you don't leave immediately after Yom Tov. It's always a big issue. No, he's a good point.
Does it work?
No, doesn't work at all.
I hope that your wife.
It's only the pressure. You know, the pressure works, but the riot doesn't work. Okay, so Av Chag HaSukkot ta'un lina v'hasav inol. How do we know that there's bechlal din of lina? V'chtivu fanita baboker v'halachta lo'alecha. So leave after. Can't be talking about the morning of Yom Tov. To go travel back home. So therefore, it's talking about the morning afterwards. You stay overnight, then you go back home. Now that's Derech Eretz. Come to visit the Beis HaMikdash, you know, run back.
Nobody argues that after Shmini Atzeret, there should be another 7 days, the same way that the Shavuot is 7 days, and this being a regular Mishnah, nobody talks about this?
There isn't a separate Chiyuv on Shmini Atzeret.
There is no...
It's not a separate Chiyuv. There's a Chiyuv of Simcha.
But
it's not a separate Aliyah L'Rega.
It's
only B'chag HaMatzot, B'chag HaShavuot. Okay, terrific. Chazor. Naftalin. V'boyseim aminol ha'achmitz, v'chtiv nidbachim de'eben galal tlata, v'nidbach de'achadet, v'navkan ha'bet malka tfyayit, l'amal ha'davad ha'achi sari, mordu b'yodai yikloya benura, Atu Shlomo lo avad achi v'aktiv shloshet turei gaziz v'tur kritot arazim. Shlomo avad milamala, you avad milamata. Shlomo shakei bebinyana, you lo shakei bebinyana. Shlomo sadi besida, you lo sadi besida. Rabbi Yosef v'tenu Yitzchak amar minolan da'achmitz mihocha v'yomar li ha'melech v'ashegal yoshevet etzlo mai shegal amar rabba barlima v'shmei d'rav kalbeta elo miyata v'chtiv v'amor shmayit romamta ulemeinaya dibeite yitiv kadomach. V'yant v'rapper d'nerecha sheglatecha v'chanatcha chamra shatin ba'on shegel kalbeta kalbeta bat mishtaya chamri nu halakashin laftu v'shatya elo meyate d'chli b'not melachim b'yikrotecha d'itzva shegel yimincha b'ketam ofir v'yi shegel kalbeta yimayka b'vatsu navi l'Yisrael ochi komar b'schar shechaviv ha'torah l'Yisrael ki shegel ovde kochavim zechitem l'ketam ofir. Now By the way, it's all types of diukim that the regal shabo Rosh Hashanah l'regalim doesn't answer the question because it's still not Rosh Hashanah. The Chodesh doesn't have the Rosh Hashanah because the Rosh Hashanah is the regal, which is the Rosh Hashanah. Right? So there, you know, there's a lot of discussion. I mean, in the Rapsodic type circles, you know, about this being a riot at the month of Nisan, the incorporation of. Sukkot Bechlal, of Pesach Bechlal, the month of Nisan. It's a lot of Yochel Mirash Chedesh. Anyway, we're getting there. Nafkemina l'noder l'mekel b'bal te'acher v'Rabbi Shimoni. Tani echad l'noder v'echad ha'magdish v'echad ha'ma'arich kivan she'avru alav shalosh regalim over b'bal te'acher, not like our Mishnah. Rabbi Shimon omer shalosh regalim kisidran v'chag ha'matzot t'chila v'cheno Rabbi Shimon ha'yochai omer regalim pa'mim arba pa'mim פעמים שלוש, פעמים ארבע, פעמים חמישה, כיצד? נודר לפני הפסח, נניח שלוש רגולים, לפני הצרת, חמישה רגולים, לפני החג ארבעה. תונה רבונן חי ודומים, ערך חרומים, הקדש זכת עושה שם הסרט, שלובים צדוקת ועשרוס, בחור מעשר פסח לקט שיקופיה, כיוון שעברו עליהם שלושה רגלים, עובר בבלת האחר. רבי שמעון אומר, שלושה רגלים כסדרן, וחג הבצות תחילה, רבי מאיר אומר כיוון שעבר עליהם רגל אחד עובר בבעלת האחר. רבי אליעזר בן יעקב אומר כיוון שעבר עליהם שני רגלים עובר בבעלת האחר. רבי אלעזר ורבי שמעון אומר כיוון שעבר עליהם חג הסוכות עובר עליהם בבעלת האחר. מי טיימא דתנא קמא? מכתיב. מנין הוא סולק? למה לא אמרו מכתיב חג המצות וחג השבועות וחג הסוכות? שמע מינא לבעלת האחר? רבי שמעון אומר אינו צריך לומר בחג הסוכות את כל שבו דיבר הכתוב. למה נאמר? לומר שזה האחרון, ורבי מאיר, מה הייתה אם אנחנו באת שמה ואיתה שמה? ורבונן, of course, that's an essay. רבי מאיר, כיוון אמר לרחמנה הייתי, ולא הייתי, ומילא כמה באת האחר. רבי אליעזר בן יעקב, מה הייתה אם הדכתיב? אלא תעשו לה שבמועדיכם, מיעוט מועדים שניים. רבונן, אהו לרבי יונה, דאמר רבי יונה, הוא כשכל המועדים כולם זה לזה, שכולם מחפרים על תומת מקדש וקדושיו. ורבי אלעזר ברבי שמעון, מה הייתה אם? תתני רבי אלעזר ברבי שמעון אומר, לא יאמר חג הסוכות שבו דיבר הכתוב. למה נאמר? לומר שזה גורם. רבי מאיר ורבי אלעזר בן יעקב חי בחג המצות, בחג השבועות, בחג הסוכות. מה דרשו בי? מבואי לילה לקרא בי אלעזר אמר רבי אלשעיה. יום רבי אלעזר אמר רבי אלשעיה, מנין לעצר שיש התשלום בכל שבעה? תלמוד לומר בחג המצות, בחג השבועות ובחג הסוכות. מקיש חג השבועות לחג המצות. מה חג המצות יש התשלומים? כל שבעה, אף חג השבועות, יש את השלומים, כל שבעה, ולקיש לחג הסוכות, מעלה לנו שמונה, אף כאן שמונה, אבל שמיני רגע בפני עצמו. אם הוא דאמיני שמיני רגע בפני עצמו, נפסק כושב, אבל הנה תשלום מדברי הקודש, שלום דראשון, ודתנן, מי שלא חג יום דבר ראשון שלך, כל גיגס, כל הרגל, ויום דבר אחר שלך, תפסת מרוב, לא תפסת, תפסת מוע, תפסת. אלא למה יוח את הקטפר האחרונה לחג הסוכות, according to you. לקושי לחג המצות. מה חג המצות הוא מינה, אף חג הסוכות הוא מינה, ואתה מינה לה, תכתיב ופנית בבוקר, והלכת לו עליך.